Hi, I'm Jason Cross. I'm from Wyoming, for those of you who don't know. This is actually going to start out a little existential. So for me, the lowest low ever, and I think if you've ever been in a relationship or you haven't married, is when you have a really big knockdown drag out. You know, like at some point in your relationship, you have that big like, yes, we're having this knockdown drag out. And for a minute, you get kind of righteous about it. And you're like, yeah, man, well, what? Yeah. Okay, you want to end it? Yeah. You know, and then you break and you go to your separate corners and you're laying there at night and you're thinking, did I just break up with somebody? Like, and, you know, Naomi and I, we've been together for like 13 years, and occasionally we have those, not very often, but occasionally. And that's actually, to me, the lowest of the low, is laying there at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking, did I just do that? But this isn't a story about that, but I just want to let you know, I love you, baby. It's one of my lowest. No, it's a real bad one. But I'm going to tell you a story about when I was like 10 years old. And this, when I was a 10-year-old, this was the lowest of the low. Like, I thought this was the end. I thought they would just bury me under the prairie grass, the sagebrush. Someone would write a ballad about me at some point, or a country and western song. So when I was 10, my father got me a Winchester lever-action .22 rifle, right? Which, in Wyoming terms, is kind of like the Red Ryder BB gun. You know, like, that's the gun you always want when you're a kid, you know? Because it's not a BB gun. It makes a bang sound, and it's really cool. Shoots short rounds, long rifle rounds. And actually, even they had little birdshot, little, like, mini shotgun shells that you could shoot out of it. They didn't do anything, really, but... but it was cool, and it was lever action. You felt like you were really a cowboy. And my dad got me one because he was the father of the year. My dad got me when I was 10 years old. And so I immediately, this was on my family's ranch in Wyoming, and we raise Morgan horses. So my grandfather, my great-grandfather, it's a whole family history of raising these Morgan horses, these beautiful horses. And my grandfather was really more about the horses than any other family member. You know, like, you didn't mess with the horse, you mess with the kid, not the horse, right? And so one day I called up this buddy of mine, Donnie Meffer. Sorry, Donnie. Throwing you under the bus here. And we were going to go out and go deer hunting because that was really cool. We thought we were going to be out like, stalking through the sagebrush in Wyoming looking for deer. And we're going to bag a deer like Davy Crockett or somebody, some Western hero, I don't know. So Donnie shows up with this I don't know, antiquated gun that he'd like stolen off his dad's mantelpiece or something. And Donnie and I were out there going through my family's ranch looking for deer. And we're going to really kill a deer. Sadly, by about noon, we managed to kill a couple empty beer cans that we found. Really shot the crap out of the couple oranges that we brought. Killed the hell out of those. Just slaughtered them. It was brutal. So, Orange Juice Massacre of 1978. And so, towards about 2 o'clock, we're getting a little frustrated here with our hunting skills. And we're going down by the creek. There's a creek that runs through my family's ranch. And there's some willows and some brush and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, Donnie's like, shh, hold on. I hear something. And sure enough, we hear this, like, rustling through these willows. We're like, na-na, na-na. You know, we go into, like, action mode. And we're like, you know, we're going to kill something, yeah. And we see something brown and big moving through these willows. So we're like, take aim. And we didn't really identify the target, which in retrospect would come back to haunt us. And this kind of brown face emerges, and I, boom, shoot. Best shot of my life. Didn't mean to do it. Best shot of my life. Shot whatever it was right between the eyes. Just boom. And I hear this. And I'm thinking, ro-ro. Like, Donnie and I kind of look at each other like, what? Did you hear that? He's like, that didn't sound like a deer. I'm like, oh, a deer. It didn't sound like. And we go up, and sure enough, man, there's this horse. Dead, yeah, I know. This is not a really good Maryland story, but it's funny. Bear with me. PETA somewhere is outside right now, and I'm going to be – this is my low. My new low is PETA arresting me as we leave this building. But literally, there's this horse, like, and I'm like, oh my God. And you have no idea. I mean, it's like, I don't know if it's the equivalent of sitting in a hot tub with a group of really attractive people and feeling that, like, that little murk in your stomach, but there's that cold feeling that runs through you, and you're like, I'm not just, like, I'm sad that I, you know, accidentally killed this beautiful animal, but I'm also really sad because my life is over, because if my granddad finds out, it's all over. I mean, I really would have liked to see Star Wars 2. I would have liked to see The Empire Strikes Back. There's a lot of things I want to do in my life, you know? Maybe experience sex. I don't know. I was 10. Come on, people. And so Donnie and I hatched a plan where we rolled the horse into the river, and luckily to my granddad's dying day, he never did figure out that I actually had whacked one of his horses, his beloved horses, because it would not have ended well for either Donnie or I. So be safe out there, kids. Don't ever shoot a target that you can't identify. Thank you, Gun Control.